Radio Global Link.
NDC welcomes move to declare national mourning over. Government urged to introduce clause on burial for former heads of state. And DRC extends ban on cobalt export for another 3 months. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chilopa. National Democratic Congress Party leader Savoy Imbuela has backed the move to declare the national mourning over. On Thursday, President Hage Hichilema declared over the national mourning for late former President Edgar Lungu for failure by the Lungu family to repatriate the body to Zambia on the agreed date. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ms. Imbuela says that for now this is the best decision until an amicable decision is reached between the two parties. This is a move in the right direction to give room to the parties involved and see how best they can reach a consensus, said Ms. Imbuela. Ms. Imbuela stressed that continued national mourning without being sure when the body will arrive would do more harm to business activities that have already been on standstill.
So for me, in terms of bringing the national mourning to an end, I think it's a good decision, and then later on when the government, the family and the PF, when they come up with an amicable solution and a decision in terms of when the body should come into the country, so maybe that day and the day of burial should be declared national mourning. So maybe a day or maybe 2 days when the body is coming in and when it's being buried.
Common Grounds Network Executive Director David Mvula has called on Zambians to promote peace and unity following the burial arrangements of former President Edgar Lungu. Speaking on RCV's Community Forum program under the theme The State and Community, Mr. Mvula emphasized the need for national reflection during this solemn period, urging citizens to set aside political and ideological differences. Ms. Mvula also called for the establishment of a constitutional provision to guide the burial of former heads of state. He noted that the current reliance on precedent is inadequate and risks causing confusion and political tension in the future. He further appealed to the public, including the former first family, to find common ground with the government, highlighting that collaboration is essential in safeguarding national unity and integrity. Ms. Mvula commended the government's openness to dialogue, saying it should be recognized as a step toward unity and healing. The absence of a clear constitutional clause leaves room for confusion, and that this moment offers Zambians a chance to create legal frameworks that reflect the dignity of the presidential office in upholding national values with clear guidance, said Mr. Mvula.
I believe that we need legislation which is going to help us, in terms of how we're going to mourn, how the role of the family, the role of government, the role of the citizen in a mourning period. What is it that we need to do, or what is it that the country has to do in terms of when the head of state pass on? And also that law also has to spell out in terms of if a president or a former president dies outside the country, what needs to be done. So I think new legislation has to be put in place.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mvula has called on the government to address gaps in the Zambian constitution, highlighted by the passing of former President Edgar Lungu. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ms. Mvula urged lawmakers to consider introducing a constitutional clause that specifically outlines protocols for the burial of former heads of state. He stated that doing so would not only enhance policy implementation, but also strengthen national unity and uphold Zambia's long-standing peace and democratic values. Such a clause would facilitate constructive engagement and bridge political differences when making decisions of national importance, particularly those concerning the office of the president, and in the long run would help maintain the peace and preserve our national values, said Mr. Mvula. He emphasized that peace is rooted in tolerance and inclusivity and called for legislation that proactively addresses emerging constitutional gaps. He further said peace comes from tolerance and inclusivity, hence the need for continued engagement as a country through proper legislation that responds to the challenges and differences that evolve over time.
And I believe that if stakeholders, take it up and submit such a request to the Ministry of Justice, I believe that the Ministry of Justice might consider such an inclusion to the proposals under discussion currently. And also the introduction of the President and former President Funeral Act or could have a footnote in the constitution which can be looked at.
The Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia has called on young people to actively engage with the legislative process and take interest in laws being enacted as a means of contributing meaningfully to national development. Association Programs Manager Lise Mata emphasized that meaningful youth participation in legislative and policy processes is key to building a strong and informed network of advocates capable of holding duty bearers accountable. Speaking to RSV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mata expressed concern over the low levels of legal awareness among young people, noting that limited understanding of newly enacted laws weakens their ability to participate in governance and demand accountability. He underscored the importance of establishing strong institutions that can educate and empower young people with legal knowledge and civic skills. Understanding legislation will enable them to make informed decisions on matters of national interest and become effective agents of change, said Mr. Mata.
We are calling for concerted efforts to ensure that these documents are explained to citizens, especially the young people. If the government can actually allow civil society organizations to do much work around that, not only that, even when these documents are being drafted, I think there has to be a lot of consultation with a lot of stakeholders. And as a civil society organization, we believe that we are a major stakeholder in this in these things.
In African news, a regulatory agency announced on Saturday that the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, has extended its ban on cobalt exports for 3 months, a measure aimed at curbing an oversupply of the key material for electric vehicle batteries. The world's largest supplier of cobalt, the country imposed a 4-month export ban in February after prices hit a 9-year low of just $10 per pound. The ban was originally set to end this Sunday. The decision was taken to extend the temporary suspension due to the continued high level of stocks on the market, the Strategic Mineral Substances Market Regulation and Control Authority said in a statement. Coming up shortly, U.S. strikes 3 Iranian sites joining Israeli air campaign. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. U.S. forces have attacked 3 Iranian nuclear and military sites, further upping the stakes in the Israel-Iran war. President Donald Trump said the strikes, which he described as very successful, had hit the Natanz, Fordo, and Isfahan sites, with Fordo being the primary target. The Atomic Energy Organization of Iran confirmed there were attacks early on Sunday at all 3 nuclear sites. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. National Democratic Congress Party leader Savoy Imbuela has backed the move to declare the national mourning over. Common Grounds Network Executive Director David Mvula has called on the government to address gaps in the Zambian constitution, highlighted by the passing of former President Edgar Lungu. And a regulatory agency announced on Saturday that the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, has extended its ban on cobalt exports for 3 months, a measure aimed at curbing an oversupply of the key material for electric vehicle batteries. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.
It's freezing. Now imagine facing this cold with no blanket, no warm clothes, nothing. But you can change that. Join the Winter Warmer campaign by Radio Christian Voice and help spread the warmth. It's simple. Donate gently used or new warm clothing, including blankets, socks, hats, gloves, scarves, jumpers, anything to keep someone warm this winter. Drop your donations at the Radio Christian Voice office along Alakankata Road in Mass Media, and let's make a real difference.